Hi everyone in Blind Cool Tech World, this is Samuel Wilkins coming to you from Gillingham, Kent in England. What you are about to hear is a version of my Trek 2000 review, which was broadcast on the 25th of January 2006. Are you ready to listen? Let's begin.
Today I'm here to review Trek 2000, a game by GMA Games. Trek 2000 is a game similar to the well-known movie Star Trek. You, as fleet commander of the Federation Starfleet, are to command four Federation starships and two starbases and defend the galaxy from the evil forces that are trying to take over. The Romulans, the Klingons, and the Tholians. Each kind of ship also has four starships and two starbases, as well as having their own strengths and weaknesses. For example, the Tholians cannot be hit by photon torpedoes. Are you a skilled enough commander to beat the enemy? Well, now's your chance to find out! Before I demonstrate Trek 2000, I'm going to tell you what equipment I'm using to record this review. I'm using Windows Millennium with a SoundBlaster 5.1 compatible sound card and GoldWave 5.06 as my recording and editing program. I'm using WindowEyes 5.0 with the DeckTalk Access 32 WindowEyes synthesizer, and I've slowed it down to its default rate.
Here are the system requirements you need in order to play the game. You need Windows 95 or higher, and you need DirectX 7 or higher so that the sounds are mixed properly. You will also need a multi-channel sound card and a screen reader because the game is not self-voicing. If you do not have a multi-channel sound card, then you will start getting error messages because your screen reader is getting in the way, but most systems come equipped with a multi-channel sound card, so you shouldn't have a problem there.
I have tested this game with JAWS 5.0, WindowEyes 4.5, WindowEyes 4.5 SP4, and WindowEyes 5.0, which is what I'm using. Now, one warning is that if you are using WindowEyes 5.0, or any of the 5.0 betas, or even 4.5 SP4 or 4.5, one of the bugs I've come across, and there's nothing that GMA Games nor myself can do about it because it's not a Trek 2000 problem, it is a WindowEyes problem. With WindowEyes and Trek 2000, WindowEyes does not speak text that is automatically highlighted, you have to read it with your arrow keys manually. I do apologise for that, and as I've said, it's not a Trek 2000 problem, it is a WindowEyes problem, and I'm going to report that to GW Micro. One thing you should note is that I am using the demo of Trek 2000 version 5.1, so after 10 moves, the demo will expire, and by that time you should get a fair idea of how to play the game. I'm going to press Ctrl Escape to bring up the Start menu because I want to show you what's in the subfolder that you get when you install the game.
Start menu.
There we go. So I'll press P for Programs.
P.
Programs P pull-down. 6000 sound effects 6 pull-down.
I have changed the keyboard voice, the screen voice, and the mouse voice, by the way. Now I'm on 6000 sound effects. This is just a sound effects thing. Now I'll press T.
T.
Talking typing teacher T pull-down.
This is not accessible.
T.
Troopenum 2.0 T pull-down.
T.
Trek 2000 T pull-down.
Trek 2000 and Troopenum. So I'll press Enter.
Play Trek 2000.
Play
Location Z program.
Play Trek 2000. I just press Control to stop WindowEyes. This is the option that you will use to play the game.
Read manual in text format R.
This allows you to read the Trek 2000 documentation in a text document. When I'm playing the game, if there's too much noise, I'm going to have to shout so that I can be heard, so I do apologize for that.
Uninstall Trek 2000 view.
Now the last option is uninstall. This will, of course, uninstall the game. So I'm going to go to Play Trek 2000.
Play Trek 2000.
And press Enter.
Menu closed. OK. Button. Dialogue. Product security. Trek 2000 is a product of GMA Games. You will be asked to enter your registration name and the product key.
Now this is just a registration information dialogue. I really hate those pauses that DeckTalk makes. You will be asked to enter your registration name and a product key. Now, if you are unregistered, you will have this startup, but when you're registered, you'll just go into the game. I'll press Enter on the OK button.
Edit box. Enter your name exactly as it was registered. Do not worry about upper or lower case. Leave blank for demo mode. Dialogue. Registration name.
Now it's asking for the registration name. And of course, I don't have a registration name, so I'll press enter to start the demo game.
Track 2000. Okay. Button. Dialogue. Track 2000, the final begins.
It's just giving the copyright information. We don't need to know about that, so I'll press enter.
Track 2000. No end. Button. Dialogue. Track 2000. Are you continuing Criminal Game?
No, I'm not, so I'll press enter on the no button.
Track 2000. Select your experience level. 1. Can I play Daddy? 1. Of 5.
Now
this box.
Now we're in the experience level, this box. And we can select our experience level. And now we're on...
1. Can I play Daddy? 1. Of 5.
Which is the easiest. The next easiest is...
You can hurt me. 2. Of 5.
Don't hurt me.
3. Bring them on. 3. Of 5.
Bring them on. That's the normal level.
4. So you think you have had it bad so far. 4. Of 5.
So you think you've had it bad so far. That's the moderately impossible level. And the impossible level...
5. It's a good day to die. 5. Of 5.
It's a good day to die! I'm gonna press home to get to Can I Play Daddy?
1. Can I Play Daddy? 1. Of 5.
Now let me arrow down through this box really fast so you can hear the noise.
1. Can I Play Daddy? 1. Of 5.
Now that noise means you're going through the menu.
1. Can I Play Daddy?
So I'll press enter to start the game.
Track 2000. Read only. Edit box. Navigation. 1. Of 10. List box.
Now as you heard, it said...
Enter when ready.
That means I can enter a command. Now at the main game window. Now the thing about this game is that you don't need any hotkeys to learn, so it's really easy to use. You just go through list boxes and edit boxes. Now that noise, that's the bridge. There are other noises. They are continuous bridge sounds, like this. Now I heard that sound in the right side of my headphones. Now that sound was heard in the left side of my headphones because I'm using headphones with a microphone built in so I don't get feedback. Now because your main menu will be hearing this in mono, you won't hear the difference between left and right. But there is a stereo version of the review which I will put on the audiogames.net website and on the gmagames.com website. I will tell you about the audiogames.net website at the end of the review. So we're in a main game window. And the first choice we have is...
Navigation. 1. Of 10.
Navigation. This allows you to select whether you want to go into warp or autopilot mode. Next we have...
Scan. 2. Of 10.
Scan. Your ships have three types of scanners. They are long range, short range, and navigational. Next we have...
Weapons. 3. Of 10.
Weapons. There are four weapons you have. There's phasers, photon torpedoes, and each ship and starbase has one trilithium matter antimatter mine, which you should only use if you're really in a fix. Also, there is a self-destruct feature, which you do not want to use unless you really know you're going to die. Next we have...
Vessel command. 4 of 10.
Vessel command allows you to set which vessel you'd like to do a command to. Such as you might want to choose to do a command to the Valiant or the Defiant. So I'll press down arrow again.
Information. 5 of 10.
Information. Let's go into this menu and show you what is in there. Now I'll press home.
Current ship. 1 of 4.
Current ship allows you to see the status of the current ship you're commanding at the time.
Starbases. 2. Of 4.
I'm just down arrowing, by the way, in these list boxes. This allows you to see the starbase's state. Next we have...
All ships. 3. Of 4.
All ships allows you to see the status of all the ships. And last we have...
Damage report. 4. Of 4.
Damage report allows you to see the damage report for your ships. I'm gonna press escape to get out of this list box.
Navigation. 1 of 10.
And I'm back to navigation. I'm going to press down arrow 4 times to get to information.
Information. 5 of 10.
Your next option is...
Restocking. 6 of 10.
Restocking is what you want to use when you want to load photon torpedoes or to refuel. Next we have...
Move, 7 of 10.
Move. This allows you to move. Basically what this will do is it will make the moves that you have told your ships to do. Next we have...
Quit, 8 of 10.
Quit, this will obviously allow you to quit the game.
Other commands, 9 of 10.
Other commands, I'm going to press enter and show you what is in there.
Review last move, 1 of 4.
So the first option is review last move, I just pressed home to get there. Review last move allows you to see the last move you did, so if you've forgotten something or whatever.
Options, 2 of 4.
Options allows you to change various options. Next we have...
Exit menus, 3 of 4.
Exit menus, what this will do is it will allow you to type in commands in an edit box. The final option is...
Reset sound driver, 4 of 4.
Reset sound driver. Now, I'm not going to demonstrate this on the main menu review because I don't want my computer crashing on me. But what Reset Sound Driver will do is it will reset your sound driver. Now on the GMA Games list that I'm on, if you choose Reset Sound Driver and you're on XP, it would crash XP, I've been told. And I'm not going to demonstrate this on the main menu review as I said. So I'll press Escape.
Navigation, 1 of 10.
I'm going to press End and then Up Arrow to get back to Other Commands.
Other Commands, 9. Of 10.
And finally we have...
Help. 10 of 10.
Help. This allows you to see the instructions for the game and other things. So I'll press home to get to the top.
Navigation. 1 of 10.
I'm going to choose scan.
Scan. 2 of 10.
And press enter. Now we're in the scan assist box.
Short range. 1 of 3.
I usually choose long range.
Long range. 2 of 3.
And press enter.
Edit box. Enter scan size.
I'm going to type in 700. I have turned keyboard echo on, by the way. So I'll type in 700.
700.
And press enter.
Read only. Edit box. Navigation. 1 of 10. List box.
Now this is the problem I'm experiencing with WindowEyes. I need to tab to the read only edit box and read it with the arrow keys.
Read only. Edit box. Long range scan for Enterprise. Northeast 1 Federation 6 Thalion 6 Rondolans. Southeast 4 Federation 6 Klingons.
So it gave me two things that the scanners picked up. So I'm going to press Shift Tab to get back to the list box.
Navigation. 1 of 10. List
and
box.
I'm back at navigation. I'm going to go down.
Scan. 2 of 10.
And choose Scan again. And choose Navigational this time.
Navigational. 3 of 3.
And press Enter.
Current heading. 1. Of 10.
Now there are 10 ways that you can do a navigational scan. There's current heading.
Degrees. 2 of 10.
Degrees allows you to type in the degrees that you want to scan.
North. 3 of 10.
Now we're in the compass directions. We have north.
Northeast.
Northeast.
East.
East.
Southeast.
Southeast.
South.
South.
Southwest.
Southwest. West. West.
Northwest.
And northwest.
Current heading. North.
And I'm
3
choose
of
north
10.
First.
Read only. Edit box. Navigation scan. Read only. Edit box. Navigation scan. Locate star at 353 approximate distance 14 direction north.
So it detects the star. I pressed tab to get to the read only edit box.
Navigation scan.
I pressed
2
shift tab
of 10.
And going back to scan.
Navigational. 3 of 3.
And doing the same thing.
Northeast.
4
northeast of 10.
Time.
Read only. Edit box. Navigation scan locates no obstructions in direction northeast.
And I'm going to do this over and over until we get to the final heading northwest.
Navigate. North. Northeast. Read only. Edit box. Navigation. 1. Read only. Navigation scan locates no obstructions. Scan. Northeast. Southeast. Read only. Edit box. Navigation. Read only. Edit box. Navigation scan locates no scan. Navigate. East. South. South. Read only. Read only. Edit box. Navigation scan locates no navigate scan. Short range. Navigate. North. Southwest, 8 of 10.
I'm having a bit of trouble there, so I'll press enter on southwest and continue.
Read only. Edit box. Navigation. Read only. Edit box. Navigation scan locates edge of galaxy at 1. Navigation. Navigate. Northwest. Read only. Read only. Edit box. Navigation scan locates edge of galaxy at 141 approximate distance 2 direction northwest.
So I shift tab back to the this box and I silence the noise with control key.
Scan.
And I'm going to choose navigation.
Navigation. 1 of 10.
And I pressed enter and I'm going to see if there are any enemy ships I can follow.
Autopilot.
There's
1
autopilot.
Of 3.
Manual.
2. Follow enemy ship.
And follow enemy
3
ship.
Of
I'm
3.
Press enter and follow enemy ship.
Read only. Edit box. Navigation. Read only. Edit box. Nothing to follow.
Nothing to follow.
Navigation.
When Windows says read only edit box and then list box, I'm tabbing and shift tabbing. Just to let you know. So I'm choosing navigation.
Autopilot.
And I'll choose autopilot.
Closest starbase. Enterprise. 4
and
of
I'm
8. Autopilot off. Yorktown. Defiant. Autopilot. 1 of 3.
Manual.
Heading. Warp. Edit box. Enter warp speed.
And I'm going to choose 10. The maximum you can go in the warp speed is 10.
0.
Now press enter.
Read only. Edit box. 8. 1 of 10. List box.
Now you heard that. Noise. That means you're going somewhere. So I'll press tab to get to the
read only.
The edit box.
Edit box. Enterprise set to warp 10.
Now I'm going to choose move.
The navigation.
I choose
1
tab
of 10.
And then I'm going to press M for move.
M.
Confirm. 1 of 1.
Now it's asking, do you want to confirm? So I'll press enter on confirm.
Read only. Edit box.
Now this is going to take a while because it's moving and sometimes you get empty space.
Enter when ready.
Navigation. 1 of 10. List box.
I just paused the recording when I went to the move and then I came back when it said enter when ready. So I'll press M again to move.
M.
Confirm. 1 of 1.
And press enter to confirm.
Read only.
Enter
edit
when
box.
Ready.
Navigation. 1 of 10. List box.
Now, I'm not sure why when I pressed enter on move and then it said enter when ready about 2 seconds later. I think this is a bug in the game, so I'm going to press M to move again.
M.
Confirm. 1 of 1.
And press enter.
Read only. Edit box.
Now it's moving. And nothing's happening.
Oh. 224.1 unit hit on Starbase 2 by Romulus. Navigation. 1 of 10. List box.
Now you heard that noise. That means that you're under attack. So I'm going to go to the Starbase 2.
Vessel command. 4 of 10.
I went to vessel command, and I'm going to press end to get to Starbase 2.
Starbase 2. 6 of 6.
And press enter.
Read only. Edit box.
Now it made that noise. I'm going to choose weapons.
Weapons. 3 of 10.
And press enter.
Phasers. 1 of 4.
I just pressed up arrow because when I didn't say what choice I was on, and I'm on phasers, so I'll press enter.
Read only. Edit box. Edit box. Units of
I'm
energy.
I'm going to press tab.
Read only. Edit box. Fellows North, distance 9.22 with shields at will.
I'm going to choose 5,000 units because I want to fight failures, it says. So I'm going to type in 5,000.
5,000.
Direction unclear. Please repeat request.
Phasers. 1 of 4. List box. Read only. Edit box. Starbase 2 has insufficient energy for phasers. Edit box. Units of energy.
Now you heard that error message.
Direction unclear. Please repeat request.
That means that I don't have enough energy or photons.
Navigation. 1 of 10.
I'm
going to
choose information.
All right.
Current ship, 1 of 4.
And choose current ship.
Read only. Edit box. Navigation. 1.
Tab.
Read only. Edit box. Starbase 2 at 4143 shields at 100 remaining energy 4776 units, 40 photon torpedoes, and 1 mine.
4776 energy units. So I'm going to go down with the down arrow to check to see if that's correct.
Starbase 2 at 4143 shields at 100 remaining energy 4776 units.
Yes.
Navigate. Scan. Weapons. Phasers. Read only.
4776.
Read only. Edit box. Edit box. Read only. Edit box. Romulus East, distance 5.39 with shields at full. Edit box. Navigation. 1 of 10. Plus box.
Now, with the weapons, you can always tell which weapon is being fired because they make a different noise. The photons make this noise, and the phasers make this noise. So you can easily tell which one is being fired. So I'm going to choose weapons.
Weapons. 3 of 10.
And press enter.
Photons.
And go down
2
to photons.
Of 4. Read only. Edit box. Edit box. Number of photons to fire.
I'm going to check which enemy I'm encountering.
Read only. Edit box. Fellows North, distance 9.22 with shields at full.
No, I don't want to fire at the Fellows with photons.
Edit box.
I'll press enter.
Number of photons to fire.
Now, when you just press enter, it will assume that you don't want to fire any units of energy or photons.
Read only. Edit box. Edit box. Read only.
Okay.
Edit box. Romulus East, distance 5.39 with shields at full.
There's the Romulus.
Edit.
So I'm going to type in 5.
5.
And press enter.
Dialogue. Track 2000. Photons targeted on Romulus. Is this correct?
Sure
default.
Is.
Yeah, track 2000. Read only. Edit box.
I was on the yes button. So I'm going to press down arrow to get to vessel command.
Vessel command.
And choose enterprise.
Enterprise. 1 of 6.
And press enter.
Read only. Edit box.
Now I'm going to choose navigation. And
autopilot. Closest starbase.
And
what?
And starbase 2.
Well, starbase 1. Starbase 2.
And press
3
enter.
Of 8. Navigation.
I just
1 of 10. List box.
I'm going to press M to move.
M.
Confirm. 1 of 1.
I'm going to press enter.
Read only. Edit box.
There we go. There are the phases.
580 unit hit on fellows by starbase 2. Starbase 2 has closed on fire. Romulus has been destroyed by Starbase 2S. Romulus has been destroyed by Starbase 2S photons. Autopilot move
enter
for Enterprise
ready.
To Starbase 2.
I just pressed the down arrow key to move through the edit box. I'm going to press M to move.
M.
Confirm. 1 of 1.
And press enter.
Read only. Edit box. We hope you are enjoying Track 2000 to ensure the continued development of quality games for the visually impaired community. Please contact GMA Games at http://www.makems.com and register your own copy of this game.
Just pressing Control to silence Window Eyes. Waiting.
Enter when ready.
Navigation. 1 of 10. List box.
So I'm going to check to see if I'm at Starbase 2, and to do that I'll press R for restocking.
R.
Photons. 1 of 2.
And press Enter. And choose maximum.
Maximum. 1 of 2.
There are two items in this list box. There's maximum.
Specify number.
Specify number just basically opens up an edit box that allows you to type in how many units of energy you want to refuel or how many photons you want to load. I'll choose maximum.
Maximum. 1 of 2.
Direction unclear. Please repeat request.
Read only. Edit box.
So
Enterprise is not close enough to load photon torpedoes.
So I'll press
navigation.
N.
Confirm.
And
1
confirm.
Of 1. Read only.
Another alert.
Autopilot move for Enterprise caught in Thalian web by Thamor. 1500 unit hit on Enterprise by Thamor.
Enter when ready.
I'm gonna press I for information.
Alright.
Current ship. 1 of 4.
And choose current ship.
Read only. Edit box. Navigation. 1 of 10. Read only. Edit box. Enterprise on autopilot at 1822 warp 7 course northeast. Shields of Navy remaining energy 700 units, 10 photon torpedoes, and 1 mine.
700 units.
Navigation. Web. Phaser. Read only. Edit box. Somewhere northwest. Distance.
700.
Read only. Edit box. Phasers locked on coordinates 17. Confirm. 1 of 1.
Now confirm the move.
Read only. Edit box. Unit hit on Zomer by Enterprise. 588.2 unit hit on Yorktown by Quiblis. 384.6 unit hit on Yorktown by Clintor. Navigation.
Now, by the way, you can always tell which ships you're encountering because the Tholian ships sound like this. The Klingon ships sound like this. And the Romulan ships sound like this. You can always tell which ship you're encountering, so I'm going to choose Vessel Command.
Vessel Command. 4 of 10.
And press Enter. And press End.
Starbase 2. 6 of 6.
And go up twice.
Yorktown. 4 of 6.
And press Enter.
Read only. Edit box.
Now, you heard that noise, that means I'm under attack again, so I'm going to choose Weapons.
Weapons. 3 of 10.
And press Enter. And choose Photons.
Photons. Read only. Edit box. Edit box. Read only.
Tab.
Edit box. Somewhere west, distance 7.28 with shield slightly reduced. Edit box.
I don't want to fire at that.
Read only. Edit box. Clipulus east, distance 4.12 with shield at full. Edit box.
Photons.
Number of photons to fire.
5.
Dialogue. Track 2000. Photons targeted on Clipulus. Is this correct? Default.
Enter,
yes, why?
But
track 2000. Read only. Edit box. Clipulus east, distance 4.12 with shields at full. Edit box. Read only. Edit box. Clintor east. Edit.
There's a Clintor. I'll fire at him.
5.
Yes, why? Button. Dialogue. Track 2000. Photons targeted on Clipulus. Is this correct?
You bet.
Default. Track 2000. Read only. Edit box. Clintor east. Weapons.
Alright.
Turn ship. Read only. Edit box. Navigation. Read only. Edit box. Yorktown drifting at 2415 warp 0 course south. Shields at 90 remaining energy 4500 units. 0 photon torpedoes and 1 mine.
I'm going to choose 4500 units of energy to fire at the Thomor with the Yorktown's phasers.
Weapons.
Phasers.
Phasers. 1 of 4. Read only. Edit box. Edit box. Units of energy.
And I'll type in
4500
and press Enter.
Read only. Edit box. Phasers locked on coordinates 1713. Edit box. Units of. Read only. Navigation. 1 of 10. List box. Confirm. 1 of 1. Read only. Edit box. Clipulus hit with 9170.1 units by Yorktown. Clipulus shield generator is damaged and offline. Yorktown's photon fire. Clintor hit with 9730 units by Yorktown. Clintor warp drive engines are damaged, only partial power available. 618.1 unit hit on Thomor by Yorktown. Autopilot move for Enterprise to start by Defiant caught in Thalian web by Thomor. 1179 unit hit on Defiant by Thomor.
Enter when ready.
Vessel command.
I'm gonna 4. Vessel command.
Defiant. Read only. Edit box.
Weapons.
3.
Actually, I'm going to check to see how many units of energy I have.
Navigation.
Alright.
Turn ship. 1 of 4.
Press Enter.
Read only. Edit box. Navigation. Read only.
Tab.
Edit box. Defiant drifting at 1711 warp 0 course south. Shields of 86 remaining energy 4500 units. 10 photon torpedoes and 1 mine. Navigation. one of 10.
And I'm going to try and sync the Star Mall ship. So I'll go to weapons.
Weapons.
Phaser.
Read only. Edit box.
4500.
Tab.
Read only. Edit box. Somewhere north.
And press enter. To shoot.
Read only. Edit box. Phaser's locked on coordinates 1712. Navigation.
And press 1.
M.
Confirm. 1 of 1.
Yes, I do want to confirm.
Read only. Edit box. We hope you are enjoying Track 2000 to ensure the continued development.
Just press Control to stop Windows from speaking.
Move. Somewhere has been destroyed by Defiance phasers.
Ha!
Autopilot move for Enterprise Tower 2. 375 unit hit on Enterprise Hypatius. Navigation. 1 of 10. With box.
Try restocking.
R.
Photons. 1. Energy. 2.
Energy
maximum.
Actually.
1 of 2.
Center for maximum.
Direction unclear. Please repeat request.
Oh, blast!
Read only. Edit box. Enterprise not close enough to refuel. Navigation. 1 of 10. List box.
Well, the demo's about to expire, so I'll press N to move, and then it will expire.
N.
Confirmed. 1 of 1.
I think it will expire.
Read only. Edit box.
So?
111.9 unit hit on Enterprise.
Enterprise.
No, there's nothing I can do now, so I'm going to move and let the demo expire. So I'll press M.
M.
Confirm. 1 of 1.
You bet.
Read only. Edit box. Programmers, so.
Program complete.
Sorry, but this demo game of Track 2000 is not. Gold Wave. Untitled 1. Multi-document window.
And now we're back in Gold Wave, which is what I'm using to record this. I press Ctrl-Shift-R to read what was on the read-only edit box. Basically, it said, sorry, your demo game of Trek 2000 is now over, and telling you to register, and it was by blind programmers, so support the cause. Well, that's a brief overview of Trek 2000 by GMA Games. I'm rating this game 9 out of 10. The only problem I'm experiencing with Trek 2000 is that when you choose the second move, and you press enter, and then 2 seconds later it will say,
enter when ready,
so you can do another action. But other than that, there's no problems I've found. Now, if you want to join the GMA Games talk list, you can send a message to gmagamestalk-subscribe@smartgroups.com. That's gmagamestalk-subscribe@smartgroups.com. Then you'll get a message asking you to confirm your subscription, and when you reply to that email, you'll subscribe. And you can send an email to gmagamestalk@smartgroups.com. If you want to download Trek 2000 or buy it, go to www.gmagames.com. That's www.gmagames.com. Now, I will tell you about audiogames.net. Audiogames.net is a site devoted to blind games. You can reach it at www.audiogames.net. That's www.audiogames.net. There you can find out about games, old and new, and you can download the demos. Now we come to my final comments. I already explained the problem I was experiencing with the moves, but the other thing I would like to see improved is extra support for Window Eyes, because, as I said, it's not reading the text automatically. If you want to contact me and ask me any questions about the game, first of all, you can contact GMA Games and David and Phil, most likely David, will gladly answer any questions you have. But if you'd like to contact me, there are plenty of ways you can do that. My email address is cleverclogs, that's CleverClogs, at gwilkins, that's G-W-I-L-K-I-N-S, cleverclogs.co.uk. Again, that's cleverclogs, cleverclogs at gwilkins.co.uk. You can also contact me on Skype. My username is cleverclogs947. That's cleverclogs and the numbers 947. And finally, you can talk to me on Freedom Chat. My username is Samuel. That's S-A-M-U-E-L. And that concludes my review of Trek 2000. On behalf of the main menu team, this is Samuel Wilkins. I hope you enjoyed the review and have a nice day.
Program complete.